Carroll Tiger boys basketball team comes off another great year last year in 2019, going 19-4. Tigers, in fact, have won at least 17 games or more in each of the last 4 years. And joining us now to talk about the upcoming season is head coach Randy Beeson. And coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Jeff.
Coach, just mentioned that 19-4 last year, at least 17 or more wins in a row in each of the last 4 years. The tradition of strong Carroll boys basketball has really taken off again here in these last few years.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, you know, and when you're around good kids all the time, it makes it a lot of fun as well. So our regular season record's been pretty good. We're just trying to get to that next level. You know, the last couple of years we haven't won the games down the stretch that we needed to get the state, so we're still trying to pursue that next step there. But a lot of credit to the kids at Carroll. You know, they put a lot of time in over the summer and getting shots up. So I would like to say that I have a little bit to do with it, but when it comes down to it, it's all about the kids.
Randy, does that put more pressure on you guys, as you mentioned, to try and get over that hump and get to the state tournament? You guys have been right on the edge a few times and just been a little bit short. And do you like that pressure? I have a feeling as a competitor you do.
Yeah, every year we sit down and go over goals for the season, and I think, you know, you talk to most programs, they're going to say the same thing. Everyone's goal is to get to the state tournament, you know, so we're all preaching the same thing, and, you know, it's not easy to do. You know, last year we got beat by Sergeant Bluff Luton, who's really, really good, and had a good run there down state tournament. And the year before, we got beat by Winterset, you know, and they made a run to get the second or third place at state. So it's not like we're getting upset at these games towards the end of the year. We just haven't been on the right side of them. So I wouldn't say there's pressure. It's just, you know, your eyes are always on the prize, and you always want to try to be a little bit better and get a little bit farther. So I'm a pretty competitive person, but I think that rubs off on the kids too. So we've had a good first week of practice of competing, getting after each other, and everyone's trying to do the same thing.
Randy, have you figured out something of what can get you over the hump, or is it just getting a better draw? As you mentioned, lost to Winterset Large and Sergeant Bluff Luton, teams that were very successful when they got down to state.
I mean, I think a lot of coaches will say the same thing. You want to be playing your best basketball towards the end of the season, and to be honest with you, for the most part, those years that we've gotten beat out, we have been playing pretty good basketball. But, you know, last year we lost a tough game to Carlisle, last conference game of the season, which is kind of a downer. But for the most part, we've been playing good basketball towards the end, and, you know, we just haven't found a way to get it done. We, you know, the last game is always a game where we struggle to shoot it, or, you know, we have too many turnovers or something little like that. So, you know, it happened. As coaches, you're always evaluating and trying to figure out, man, what is that little thing that we can do to get over the hump? And we tell the kids all the time, let's just try to be a little bit better at everything, and we'll see what happens.
You mentioned you got guys that can shoot the basketball. Is that going to be a strength again this year? Because I look at the lineup of guys coming back from last year, and, you know, two names jump right off of the board at me, and Caleb Booth and Nick Mackey, both guys that can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at their shooting percentages from three-point line especially, it's really good. I think Nick was something crazy, you know, and he got to play some varsity last year, but probably not as much as what he would like. But he's shown us in practice that when he's open, the ball's going in. So we'll count on those two guys to make some shots. And we got some seniors, too, that are pretty good shooters, too, that are going to help us out. So we'll try to play the same way that we've done the last 3 or 4 years of getting out and running and pushing the ball in transition, and we don't have anything easy. Hopefully we can penetrate and kick and knock down open threes.
You mentioned those seniors, Colby Christensen, Torrey Feldman, Trayton Goins, guys that come to my mind as shooters for you. Also guys that aren't afraid to get down and dirty on the defensive end.
Yeah, and I would say that's one of our strengths the last few years is defensively, and the guys have really bought into it this year too, of knowing that if we can get stops on one end, we can get out and run and be able to score more in transition. So Colby's done this last year and played for us the year before too, so he's been around long enough, he knows how it works. Trayton had a good year for us last year. Torrey, Kellen, some of those guys, I mean, they've been around it, so it's their turn now, and it'll be exciting to see what they can do.
Who helps provide depth for those guys this year?
We have some other seniors that have gone out. Emmanuel Gigolo, Jack Troutman, Dang Nyack are other seniors that are going to be out. We have some other juniors that'll compete for some spots too, with Logan Fricky, Caden Cook, Zach Dirks, Gus Collison, some of those guys. So Ethan Langeling. Practice has been competitive. You know, I tell even the upperclassmen that have played that you know, you have to earn your spot all the time. And, you know, the guys that have put in more time are usually ready to go the first couple days of practice. And if you're one of those guys, then you have a better chance of jumping right in. But it's been competitive. You know, there's some juniors that haven't gotten a chance to do too much at the varsity level, and they think it's their turn and their time, and they're showing up every day at practice and pushing the upperclassmen. So, like I said, we had a good first week of practice of just a bunch of guys that are competitive. You know, we practice JV and varsity all together, so we got some sophomores. And as a sophomore, it's really tough to get into that starting lineup or the varsity level, so they get a chance to get beat up a little bit by some of the upperclassmen as well, which is good for them. So we've had a good first week.
Coach Kellen Jones, your big guy coming back, sitting at about 6'5", very athletic, very quick for his size, not the big, you know, physical guy probably inside. But who else is going to help him down low in case he needs a break or gets into some foul trouble?
We're expecting a lot out of him. He's not your true five-man or back-to-the-basket post player that we've had every once in a while, but he's one of those guys that can play outside. We can run our five-out offense, and he can play more like a guard, and he's pretty good in transition as well. So behind him, we got Logan Fricke, who's a junior that has looked really good so far. Dang Nyack, about 6'4", 6'5". He shot up this past year, too. Then we also have a chance to just play little. You know, if we don't have to have a true post player down there. We went through that a little bit last year with just a five-out offense and gives us an opportunity to play a little bit faster and get out and run and increase some lanes for some of our guys that are pretty quick that can get to the basket as well. So I would say that's one area we're still trying to figure out exactly what we want that to look like. But we have some guys that we can move around and can do a little bit of everything.
Any areas you're really concerned about coming in?
I wouldn't say concerns. I mean, there's question marks all over the place. You know, you're always wondering what you're going to get out of guys and how they're going to fit in once you get some of the seniors from last year out of there. So I would say rebounding is something that we'll have to continue to get better at in order to get stops and defend. You got to make people miss, and once you make them miss, you got to be able to come up with that rebound. So we've really challenged some of those other guys that aren't true post players that they're going to have to get in there and rebound and clean it up a little bit so we can get out and run. So I would say rebounding is one area, and then just taking care of the basketball. You know, if you want to play fast and score in transition, you got to be able to take care of it and be good passers, and we have guys that can do it, making sure that we're efficient all the time.
Randy, it sounds like you got a lot of guys fighting for varsity spots and maybe even for playing time. Does that mean you're going to be able to have a large rotation, or do you think this thing will be trimmed to eight, maybe nine guys at some point?
I think early on we might have a pretty good rotation just to see what we can get out of guys and where people fit in. But I usually like to have seven or eight guys that I can trust that are going to go in there and get the job done. You know, and every season's a little different with guys that you have. But if you want to play fast, and if you're really going to play hard, as hard as what you should, you know, you should be tired after playing 2 or 3 minutes. So, you know, the hope is to have 9 or 10 guys that you can rotate in and out and not feel like you're skipping a beat at all. And if we're going to try to play as fast as what we'd like to and press a little bit here and there, then we'll have to have guys ready. So we'll see how that turns out.
Randy, you guys have been, in the 17 years I've been covering Carroll Tiger basketball, you guys probably been the most consistent program in the Raccoon River Conference. So to me, you guys, when you start talking about the top teams and teams in the hunt, your name has to go in there. And I would feel like this year, probably that same thing. Along with you guys, who are the teams that you feel can contend with you this year?
Well, I'm sure everyone's going to say Ballard. Ballard, yep. Made a great run last year, and they have pretty much everyone back. So, you know, they beat us twice last year during the regular season. And with everyone back, they'll be probably the team to beat. Winterset's always been good. They lost a really good player in Easton Darling, but they got some other guys that are going to be back. And, you know, with Gilbert and North Polk joining the conference, Gilbert's always been good the last couple of years. I don't know as much about them with them not being in our conference. Just know seeing their name all the time, and they've been pretty successful as well. So, and then you have some other teams like Bondurant that have some younger guys that have everyone back, and, you know, were maybe middle of the conference last year, but now with everyone back and those younger guys being a year older, you know, they have a chance of being pretty good too. So it should be a fun conference race. Hopefully we'll be up there towards the top as well.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, it should be a fun year. I appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck this upcoming season, and looking forward to watching this team play this year.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Tigers. We'll preview more of the area boys basketball teams. Corey Meyer from Coon Rapids Bears set to join us next year on the Boys Basketball Preview Show on KCIM.